The Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Wipeout.
Come on, though, man. That's an awesome guitar.
That is an awesome guitar.
I don't know who he is.
That's his name?
I don't know. It's just a picture. It's a guy with a guitar made out of a surfboard. And it is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I would buy that. And I don't play guitar. But it would be cool to have.
Ziggy plays guitar.
Yes. I like this song.
So, Cale Makar, defenseman. What they say about him is this is, should be very uplifting. Here's the NHL.com analysis. Meker fills Colorado's need for a skilled defenseman.
Yeah.
He'll need time to develop his game next season at the University of Massachusetts. But he projects to be a high and offensive-minded defenseman.
Good. They need a defenseman.
Yeah,
so they
now,
can,
not well, after a year.
I'm going to guess that they're going to make some moves to bring a guy like that in.
You would think that.
I mean, already that sounds way more promising than the reports that people were giving the Nuggets for their draft picks. They're like, what? People were very confused. They're like, why did they just trade for Tyler Lyles, a forward?
Yeah.
And then draft a guy that's basically just like him, but with 2 years experience.
Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to fill that one spot that would be perfectly filled by Carmelo Anthony.
You're not going to let it go, are you?
Well, no, I'm just listen, I am just explaining. So when I do shows with Marcelo Balboa and I say, what type of person would be the best, like what type of player would be the best type of player to be, you know, X, like forward, like mm-hmm. He would say something like, I would say, you know, this, and he would name a name of that type of guy.
Right.
And I have no idea who, you know, that type of guy is. For this intents and purposes, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy who's offensive-minded, can take it to is basically unstoppable offensive-minded, probably a little bit better defensive-minded.
A lot better defensive-minded. I think the Nuggets are probably looking to shore up their defense significantly since they were last in the league last year.
Who needs defense when you got offense?
Well, you can go that route. You can try to outscore teams. You're going to have a real hard time outscoring teams like Houston and Golden State.
They did against Golden State this year.
And what I heard was when they played Golden State, they played their young guys, and they did not play the veterans.
Yeah, well, that's because
hurt.
Last year, when they came in here with their full team, mm-hmm. they got blown out. I didn't get blown out, but they lost. They were getting blown out, and they came back and almost won it, but then they lost.
Now I'm talking about the Nuggets played all their young guys because all their veterans were hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, that's the thing.
And then they beat them.
Yeah.
They beat Golden
yeah,
State.
Yeah, they beat Golden
State. They think that, I mean, I was listening to some analysis today, and they're like, hey, listen, you're not taking into consideration that Jamal Murray is probably going to get better. Nikola Jokic is going to get better.
Yep.
Hopefully, Emmanuel Mudiay gets good or better than he was because he was pretty bad
His rookie year, he was all right.
He had a
slump. But he regressed.
Yes, he did.
He might come out and be better. Probably, you know, I hope what happens with Emmanuel Mudiay. And if you're listening, Emmanuel, here's the deal. All right. Understand that people are not talking about you personally. They're talking about your game needs to improve. You're a nice guy. You're a great guy. You've played in China, all right, out of high school mm-hmm. for a year. So you should know how that this is your fourth year as a pro.
Yeah, but I don't know how much the Chinese league really got him. I mean, it prepared him a little, but I'm guessing the NBA... vastly different.
I would say that the Chinese professional league is probably closer to the NBA in many cases than maybe college, because you're playing men. I mean, you're playing men.
Yeah, you know, you're not playing a lot of freshmen. I understand that the Adriatic League in Europe, which is where the Nuggets drafted another guy yesterday.
Adriatic League?
It's called the Adriatic League. Right. Is the second best basketball league in the world.
I thought EuroLeague was.
No, they said the Adriatic League, which basically
okay,
pulls
so that's
from
Greek.
They get Russians. So Greek, Russia,
Lithuania.
Yes.
Yay! Do you know what I love about words? Putting in extra syllables.
Lithuania.
Yep, I'm going with that one.
You know, that so it's all those countries, you know, big tall white guys.
Yeah. Really big tall white
really
guys.
Really big tall white
guys. I didn't realize they were giants.
Yes. They all live out there in the Adriatic League. So they said that's the second best league in the world. Better than explain to this. Why are they not calling it the D League anymore?
They're not calling it the
now D League. Now it's the G League.
Yes, because what happened was is the league was floundering.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gatorade said, "Hey, hold my beer," and they put in a bunch of money, and now they're calling it the G League
for the Gatorade League.
For Gatorade League,
but it's the same league.
Same
league.
They
just changed the name,
changed a letter.
Unbelievable! Good job.
They went.
Good job.
They
Gatorade.
Went E, no F, no G. Okay, G. When I heard that, I laughed out loud.
I did not realize that as well. I just know that people were calling it the G League. I'm like, is that a new league?
Nope.
Like, are they starting? Which, by the way, apparently the Nuggets do not have a team in the, quote, G League.
Well, there used to be a team in Broomfield.
Yeah, I don't think that was D League.
Yeah, it was D League.
Was it D League?
Yeah, it sure was.
Well, they don't, right now they're having to find other teams to take their players, right now.
Yeah, I would send them to China. I mean, not China.
Send them overseas.
Or send them, you know, somewhere nice.
Send them to the Adriatic League.
Yes.
So they can play amongst the trees.
Oh.
Over there.
Have you heard stories of some of the, like, when Chris, they, you know, you hear, read these things about, like, Kristaps Porzingis and how he came over here and about Jokic and and all the trials and tribulations. Do you know where I would send him? I would send him all to Spain. Play in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Barcelona is nice.
I think they'd enjoy that.
Yes.
They could play in the Euro League.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good league.
Well, yeah. What you have to do is you have to get, like, you can't be for Barcelona. You can't be Barcelona because Barcelona's good. But you could, like, have your own, maybe do your own. So, like, in Barcelona, there's actually two soccer teams. There's Barcelona and there's something else that I'm not sure what it's called. But you could be that something else and still play in the same league.
Okay.
And then, you know, so you'd be playing.
And I thought is if the Nuggets are going to spend the money to start a team, they're going to start a team in the G League. I'm just guessing. Just start it here. Although, you have to give the Nuggets
listen,
Bob Brass,
you got to come up ways to entice guys to come and play for you. And one of the ways is like, listen, if you're not going to make the team, you still have an opportunity to play for us in wonderful, sunny Barcelona.
Whatever works. I mean, they need to do something because people were, I mean, the basic analysis was the Nuggets basically got like a C or C minus on yesterday's draft.
I would agree with that. They tried, listen, all they want to do is make a trade. They have been sitting for 2 years trying to build assets and build assets. The whole deal about the Carmelo trade was to build assets. And then trying to get all these assets so they can trade them to somebody.
Well, we have assets. I mean, the Nuggets have assets.
We're up to our ass in assets.
Yes. And now they just need...
I just made that up.
I think that's why it's disappointing. They're very disappointed they couldn't get...
Nuggets. Nuggets.
They're very disappointed they couldn't get Jimmy Butler. I think they really, really wanted
to get
Jimmy
and then they
Butler.
Couldn't get Eric Bledsoe.
So now they're basically, you know, Serge Ibaka
no,
and
so
Paul
I think,
Millsap.
Well, you may see Paul Millsap here. Serge Ibaka, well, you may see Serge Ibaka here. I'm not sure he's the type of guy you need because I think you overlap with him and Plumlee a little bit. Millsap's a bit better scorer. I still think they're going to try and put than Serge Ibaka. I mean, I'm just saying he's a better scorer than Serge Ibaka. But I do believe that they're going to throw a heck of a boatload of money at Gordon Hayward and say turn it down.
Well, that'd be great.
Go to Boston, but just understand that, you know, you're going to get more money from us.
He's from there, though. And sometimes players want to go play at home.
Kevin Durant was from Washington, D.C.
I get it. And
you know what's the problem about
but he also wanted to win. And he was not going to win a championship in
Boston.
They were
the number two seed last year.
They were the number one seed coming out of the East this year.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, the Celtics were, but Washington was last year.
Yeah. But they weren't going to go anywhere.
You know the problem with going back home is you're back home.
No, listen, I get it. If they could entice him to come from Utah to Denver, Gordon Hayward would be an amazing addition to this team. Amazing addition. It's going to cost him a lot of money, which for once, it would be nice to see the Nuggets.
Spend money because they have to spend money in order to get fined for not spending enough money.
It would be nice to see them do it. I mean, they're basically the opposite of Cleveland. Cleveland's getting fined for spending too much, and Denver keeps getting fined for not spending enough.
God, I hope the Nuggets are reckless with their cash this time.
I say Nuggets works.
That's just dumb.
Nuggets?
Let's just call them the Nuggets until they do something.
All right, the Nuggets.
I got Nuggets.
I've got Nuggets.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.